Welcome to the show that helps you break through barriers to achieve an extraordinary life. This is Life, Then Finance with your host, Caroy King. Questions from listeners just like you will help to foster practical solutions to issues in your life. Now, here is your host, Caroy King.
This is Psalms 35:27. God gave me this verse last year, 2015, the 1st of January. I was cleaning the house, actually, when I saw, and I was listening, you know, to some audio things, and I had this verse, this is for me. And what it said is, that's Psalms 35, verse 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Hallelujah! I love this verse. And you know, for me, everything in my mind is a bit comical. So what I was hearing was, let the Lord be magnified, magnified, magnified. So his name, I would see it in the clouds being so big, so big, continually being magnified. And he told us, let them say it continually. So this is not something we are going to say just at one time. We should always be in a place of peace and joy and gladness and say it continually. Let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his people. Guess what? That means, one, you have to be prosperous. You are the daughter and the son of God, but you serve him too. So this applies to you. He takes pleasure in your prosperity, in you having good health, you having riches, you having your soul prospering. You're not good when everything is broke and falling around you. How are you going to feed the families of the earth when you can't feed in your household? You see, it gets kind of tough. Or how will you house those who need housing when yourself you're trying to figure out where to house? It gives him glory when we figure out how to access our inheritance. So this verse really did a lot for me. And I always love to repeat it, and I always like to say it, because yes, God expects us to be that light on a hill, meaning you are the light post. You bring light in places of darkness. Wherever you are, they won't be lack, because people will rely on you to give them that word in season. People will rely on you to have an answer from the Lord for them. You are the light on top of a hill that cannot be hid. Darkness can only be removed by light. And what is light? The word is the light unto our feet. As we access the word, light comes. And once light comes, that darkness in that area vanishes. So it is very important for us to spend time in the Word, especially in this fasting season. I pray God continues to give you grace for this season. Please continue fasting. Some things will break off. You'll get light and know the next path to take. And as you fast, always remember to pray. Engage in prayer. The flesh is very stubborn and tricky. It has ideas of its own. Don't buy into them. Just tell yourself right now, belly, do not steal my destiny in this season. Belly, do not steal my destiny in this season. Or tell your mouth. Tell whichever part is trying to steal your destiny. This is a season where God shows up, where you're going to leap bounds from one level to another in chunks. Your time is going to start to be compressed. Something that would take you 3 years is going to take 3 days to be done. Why? Because you're leaping bounds, and the angels of God are helping you out, bringing the right people, right connections, right resources, and things are happening speedily And if you're not sure of this, ask around. Most people on this line, these things are happening to them. Life is starting to compress and accomplishments are happening extremely speedily. So plug in and take it aggressively. God is faithful. He's not a man that he should lie, and he's totally on our side. Well, ladies, yes. Thank you so much. But God is faithful. Keep your eye on him, and he will make sure you get to the mark of your highest calling. Mm-hmm. We'll talk tomorrow. Bye.
Thank you again for tuning in to Life Then Finance. Please join Karoy King for another edition next week. For coaching, booking speaking engagements, and any other inquiries, please send an email to karoyking@lifethenfinance.com or visit www.lifethenfinance.com. May the coming week be filled with exceeding grace and favor in every aspect of your life.